show. We cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah.
My name is Mia,
also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. That's right, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in to your girls, and I hope you have already tuned in through the free TuneIn Radio app, you guys. It's absolutely free, and you get a clear, concise sound. Listen, I got mine, and I know it's April, but don't be fooling around, you guys. Get that app. Tell your mama, your sister, your brother, whoever it is, to tune in to Eminem Live Radio right here, right now. But you know we gotta get this party started for the next 60 minutes. What's going on, Mia?
Holla at me, Misa. What's going on, y'all? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on, you already know, is Eminem Live Radio. Now let's go ahead and get this party started, right? Of course, now you guys already know that your girls love us some Fridays, man. Now it's not just because it's close to the weekend, but it's because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our faithful followers on Instagram by liking our pic. So here's a huge shout out to at LOV3RZ_magazine on Instagram.
And you know, so much happened throughout the week, man. We only got 7 days, but so much happened every single day. But your girls have got you all the way covered, man. Hashtag too many hashtags, where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags, man. Just give us about 8 minutes and we're gonna tell you everything that's been going on, man. Your hashtags are on their way.
And also, guys, your dose of encouragement from us with 1 minute inspiration is not too far away. Listen, Misa is bringing it to you this show, so make sure you keep it locked right here.
Now, Mia, I'm so excited because we have a very special guest joining us on today.
We do.
This show, man. Listen, many people may have been waiting to pull out their jokes for April Fool's Day, but this guy is all about the jokes and the joys of making others laugh as he brings a creativity to Christian comedy, man. He has a really specific way and different way of bringing, you know, comedy to Christian.
But he is hilarious.
It's crazy. It's absolutely hilarious, you guys. And of course, you guys are going to get a chance to hear him for yourself, man. Comedian Matthew Hudson will be joining us on today's show. You don't want to miss out.
And also, guys, join us on today's conversation. It's the battle of the 90s babies right now. But you know what? Whatever decade you were born in, we want to hear your opinion to this question. All right, listen. True or false? 1995 to 1999 kids are not considered 90s kids. Listen,
wow.
Y'all, I personally feel attacked. So we got to talk about this here on Eminem Live Radio. Let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Give us your comments, responses at us in the tweet or comments so we can see what you're talking about. But listen, let's go ahead and get into some new music at that. What do you think, Misa?
Let's go ahead and jump on into it. We have to give you guys the hottest thing that's spinning on everybody's records right now. Listen, you guys, tomorrow, here is Jordan Armstrong. Then we got a little No Big Deal right after that. We got so much for you, man. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
You better get right. You better get right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
lives are young. You better get right. Oh,
tomorrow's not promised to you. No, 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 no. Tomorrow's not promised to you.
Tribe, you can find us riding the beat, rising the east like sun. No fun last year, kind of felt like climbing a tree. The higher it seems, more cuts on my knees. Look down, try my friends and enemies on the ground. Pride got me feeling like a leaf falling down. Can it pee catching me for a meet in the ground? Can it pee catching me for a meet in the ground? Look down to my friends and enemies on the pride got me feeling like a leaf falling down. Can it pee catching me for a meet in the ground? Yeah. Can it pee catching me for a meet in the better know your roots, better check your seed. Kill those weeds with the recipe. That's one part father, one part son, one part spirit. The blessed three, the blessed one. I feel the Chesapeake with all my sins from yesterday. B-A-Y, but B-A-E was the god of my adolescent days. I was in an adolescent age, all the way to like 23. How I end up smoking tree after tree of life has shaded me. As I write, I'm ashamed of me. Hotel Cali with the vacancy. I was trying to book a room. Thank the Lord for saving me. Hold up, now I plant seeds for Jehovah. Now all my trees started growing. I guess my power is solar. Do what he want like controller. Camry, Corolla, Tacoma. We go in places Toyota. I had it backwards like Yoda. Now we my passion forever. Down to the Adams iota. Wanna roll with the tribe, you can find us riding the beat. Rising the east like sun, no fun last year, kinda felt like climbing a tree. The higher it seems, more cuts on my knees. Look down, turn my friends and enemies on the ground. Pride got me feeling like a leaf falling down. Can it pee catching me for a meet in the treetops, treetops. Last year went on tour with T-Dot. He makes Civic look like Fiat. I want him to think that me hot. I show him a track and he not. I think we are on, but we not. Oh, side, waiting on this on my life. I was fake fly Pidgeot. Pokemon references should have less of them. I feel pessimistic. Dilly so lame, how I got a dame. I must have put a hex on missus. Screw it up, I need so more emphasis. No more road managing, no more internships. Living water, heat rained on me. Raised by the sun, that's photosynthesis. Wanna roll with the tribe, you can find us riding the beat. Rising the east like sun, no fun last year, kinda felt like climbing a tree. The higher it seems, more cuts on my knees. Look down, turn my friends and enemies on the ground. Pride got me feeling like a leaf falling down. Can it pee catching me for a meet in the ground? Can it pee catching me for a meet in the ground? Look down to my friends and enemies on the pride got me feeling like a leaf falling down. Can it pee catching me for a meet in the ground? Can it pee catching me for a meet in the
Treetops, treetops. That was Treetops by No Big Deal. I think the guy is on tour right now. I know he's going to What Up RG. So many other people of the indie tribe. So listen, if they come to your city, make sure you guys go check them out. A show you will never forget. Again, that was Treetops by No Big Deal. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, listen up, listen. I'm going to let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Let's get into it. You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. Well, the segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag what in the GPS? Everyone's favorite childhood I Spy game, Where's Waldo, has officially made its latest appearance, and it wasn't in a book, y'all. Apparently, for April Fool's Day, Google has a Where's Waldo game as you use the app. According to Mashable.com, all you have to do to play is open Google Maps and tap or click on the little Waldo graphic that appears on the edge of your screen. You'll then be taken to another section of the map and prompted to start the game. Features such as, of course, like we all know, the classic and crazy illustration creating the setting remains containing not only Waldo, but his friends Wendo, Woof, Wizard, Whitebeard, and other characters. Now, once you spot and tap click Waldo, you're able to move along to the next level or keep looking for his pals. This is my thing with this. I'm all for new apps. I'm all for creativity. My thing is, how am I going to find Waldo if I don't even know where I am? I'm trying to get somewhere, obviously, using my GPS.
Okay, I feel like doing it with the GPS is really, like, conflicting. You know what I'm saying? Because I know with Snapchat on Easter, my little brother just recently told me this, that you can now find eggs, like a massive Easter egg hunt all over the world. It's basically like Pokemon Go, where you have to go around and, like, find different Pokemon. It's kind of like that, but you get a chance to find eggs. I was saying to him, that's really creative. But with this, because it's a GPS and you're already trying to focus on what turn you need to make, if you're going the right direction, I'm not checking for Waldo.
I'm not looking for Waldo. I'm trying to make sure that I get from point A to point B. Now, if you get to, of course, your destination and you want to play the game, that's fine. But, you know, even in the news, they're even saying that law enforcement and police officers, they're telling now for drivers to not even have their phone in their hands.
Yeah, I know.
And that's serious. It's getting very, very serious. So to add the game, I feel like you could have done something like with Snapchat or like maybe had a game on Facebook or something like
that.
But not to the point where I need my GPS. I'm behind the wheel. I'm driving. And now I have this little distraction on my phone to go find a character.
Yeah, you're going to be trying to check for Waldo, trying to find him. And then, boom, you in a car accident. That's just not safe.
Not a good idea, I think. Hashtag to play, where's Waldo?
Hashtag, you have to look and see.
Hashtag, but I need the GPS.
Hashtag, who's going to find me?
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, Black Panther phrase. Snatcher. Now, for those of you who haven't seen Black Panther, I'm going to give you a tiny spoiler so you've been warned. In the movie, Shuri, played by Letitia Wright, shows how connected she is to the world beyond Wakanda through the internet. In the scene, her brother T'Challa, who was looking at some of her inventions, asked her about a particular one, saying, "And what is this?" And she looked at his sandals and shaded him, saying, "The real question is, what are those?" Which I remember that in the movie, and that was so hilarious.
It was hilarious.
But the creator of the phrase, "What are those?" who made the viral meme, Brandon Busco Morris, says that it caught him off guard when he heard the phrase in the movie Black Panther, and said that he hates that they use the phrase, period. He says that he gets depressed every time he thinks about it, and hates that he didn't copyright his contents because he could have monetized it after, you know, if he would have monetized it when he first made it, he would have been able to make money, you know, with Black Panther using it. So he's kind of like in his feelings and upset at the fact that they even used his phrase. So I mean, so how do you think he has a right to be upset that they used his phrase, what are those?
From a business standpoint, I could see where he's coming from, but wasn't it on Vine where it kind of started, you know, jumping off, or was it just on Instagram?
It was on Vine first.
Okay. It was on Vine first. And I think, to be honest, everyone just kind of thought that it was a funny saying. I don't think that anyone thought that after that somebody would be continuously saying it.
Yeah.
So I see where he's coming from, that he could actually make some money off of it, because, you know, Black Panther was a box office movie.
It is, still is today.
Blockbuster. Still to this day. It's still, you know, topping the charts. But my thing is like, again, it was Black Panther.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was an amazing movie. And the thing was, is when I was actually in the movie theater and she said that line, the entire movie theater erupted with laughter.
Right.
So you should actually kind of be like, oh, okay, that's cool. And I mean, just know that you are the creator of that line.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really feel like from a business standpoint, yes. Would it be dope that you can make money off of that whole experience? Yeah, I really think it would have been cool. But the fact that they just acknowledged you, and you know, I'm pretty sure all of your followers know that you created that.
Yes.
And it's in one of the biggest movies of all time in history. I think that's a huge honor in itself. You got to look at the bigger picture. I mean, even though, yeah, you had a loss, but I mean, you also had a gain as well.
That's enough bragging rights for me.
It is. Hashtag, so you're mad because they.
Hashtag, use what are those?
Hashtag, in the biggest movie of all time.
Hashtag, come on, bro.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. And if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and we're giving you hashtag, too many hashtags. That's right. All things current, as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Since we're still on the topic of money, hashtag, school better have my money. It has been a huge major thing this week as college students attending Howard University, y'all. Students have managed to steal, or a student had managed to steal $429,000 from Howard University's financial aid from 2011 to 2017, and students aren't having it. Students from the actual school were actually seen protesting, singing Rihanna's Better Have My Money. This student has been stealing money from all these years, not to put it towards education, but to wear fancy clothes and to kind of like, you know, use at their luxury. It's crazy.
Wait. So they stole $40,000?
$429,000.
Oh, you stole four houseway. How did you even do that? I can't even steal money on my mama's wallet. You know what I'm saying? So how are you able to even, there's like too many, I'm really curious to how they even pulled that off for that long.
I have no idea as to who this was, how he got in there, you know, like how, why did it take you guys this long to figure out that money was being taken out of the financial aid office?
It really is, because I mean, honestly, one thing, I did see the video of all the students who were yelling outside of like the financial aid office Rihanna's song, but I mean, I'm just really thinking, if you were to steal money, why would you not just use it towards your education? You used it towards like crazy, like clothes and all these other types of things, and what made you think you weren't going to get caught?
Listen, we can find Waldo faster than the person
right.
who can find this, you know
exactly.
what I'm saying? Matter of fact, you can even get the Beehive to find whoever cheated on Beyonce with Jay-Z.
Hashtag who bit Beyonce. We're still trying to figure that out.
We can figure out who bit Beyonce faster than finding this person that stole all this money from these students at Howard University. That's a shame.
Man, just loan me $5. That's all I'm asking, man.
I know, that's right. That's all I need, man. Just buy me a dinner.
Just give me a dinner or something.
That's all I need. Hashtag I don't know what.
Hashtag they want from me.
Hashtag it's like the more money for tuition.
Hashtag the more problems we see.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag Selena ain't slick. So a while back, singer Selena Gomez got some flack for basically saying that Black Lives Matter was just a hashtag. In July of 2016, Selena tweeted saying that there are more important things for people to talk about, and saying why can't people use their voices for something that actually matters. And after she tweeted that, people started tweeting her saying, well, why hasn't she spoken out about Black Lives Matter or police brutality? Because it was current at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then Selena responded saying, so if I hashtag something, I save lives? No. She said that she doesn't care about taking sides. Fast forward to present day, after saying that 2 years ago that hashtags don't save lives and how she doesn't pick sides, she posts about March of Our Lives protests, and she was also saying this in her Instagram post. I don't want this to be just an Instagram post anymore. Please, enough. These people, families, and children have suffered enough. Today we march for our lives. I'm going to continue to trust God with my future and also play my part in bringing change. Hashtag March of Our Lives. Hashtag not just a hashtag. So people were commenting at her, but just basically saying that, why is it that you speak on gun violence, saying how that matters, but you don't want to post about Black Lives Matter, so how is it that we don't matter? So people are kind of calling her like a hypocrite in this time. So how do you see the point of view where everyone's coming from, Issa?
Listen, you get a new kidney, you don't know how to act.
You don't, man.
You don't know how to act.
That is funny.
It's absolutely crazy, only because, I mean, it's kind of like you want to have your cake and eat it too. You want to have your moment in which you want to stand for something, and then you're kind of like, why is everyone doing that?
And then also, she turned off her comments for that post when she made it. So I feel like she even knows that, like, people, you did something wrong. Like, that's kind of not fair. People are going to feel some type of way about you speaking about one matter, but saying that it's more important than the other matter. They're both equally important.
Exactly. And I kind of feel like if you're talking against it, or even if you're not saying anything at all, you're still going to be against it.
Yeah.
You know, so if there's anything that you could do, especially in this day and age in which social media is just so vital, prevalent, like it's just everywhere. Everyone uses it at the touch of their fingertips. If all you can do right now is just put a hashtag out there, that's still making a difference.
Yes.
It's still bringing awareness to the hashtag.
It's causing conversation.
Exactly.
And the more conversation people have, the more awareness it brings to it. So don't say a hashtag doesn't change lives, because it does. It brings awareness.
You just can't pick and choose which hashtag is better than the other.
And you can't even say which one is more important than the other. Exactly, Misa. Hashtag, whether it's Black Lives Matter.
Hashtag, or March for Our Lives.
Hashtag, you can stand for both.
Hashtag, instead of picking a side.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag, too many hashtags. Listen, you gotta tune in next week, where we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Joining us later on this show, we have a comedian, man. Funny guy. I just cannot wait, because it's our very first comedian
having on
the show.
Our very first comedian on the show.
Man, we are making history. Matthew Hudson will be joining us a little later on today. And of course, you gotta join in on this question, because it is popping off the grease, man.
It really is popping, man. It's all centered around this. True or false, 1995 to 1999 kids are not considered 90s kids.
A lot of people are mad, man.
So if you're mad, or if you're for it, let us know. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter and let us know at MM Live Radio. But real quick, Misa, it's been 23 years since we lost the beautiful Selena. Did you
wow.
know that?
Wow, is it really?
It's really been. So, you know, I thought we should only, it's only right if we pay homage to her here, you know, at MM Live Radio. And also, I want to say this. I was out and about not too long ago,
uh-huh.
and I was wearing my We Belong shirt by mm-hmm. Gavi that I got at his release party. And someone stopped me and said, hey, where'd you get that shirt from? I know Gavi. Bobby too. I was at the release party and we ended up chopping it up a little bit.
Wow, small world.
So this one's for Selena and this one is for Gavi. Here is Cumbia. Listen, Selena would have loved this by Gavi featuring Words Played. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know.
Hey, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Mi amor, quiero presentarte a mi amigo. Él es un poquito loco, pero tú vas a ver que está heavy. Ay, Dios. Ahí va. Put me a facto flow, you know? Don't wanna send one non-stop. Hey. Selena would've loved this. Selena would've loved this. Selena would've loved this. From the border, bringing drama like Milana. Child ones out in Florida, yeah, Texas, California. Never seen black Chavo before. What's that when we talk on the phone? Hey, Selena would have loved this. I hit that cumbia pronto. My Dominicanos on Broadway. My Mexicanos down at TJ. I might do Cuba with a vacay. Seen Jenny from the block on the 6th train. Are you laughing at the mean no wobbler? Just wait until I hit the salsa. Fall back, let me take my time. It's the bitty and the bomb bomb. Selena woulda loved this. Selena woulda loved this. Selena woulda loved this. Ooh, we about to hit him with the in my burrito. What's up, what's up? Honey on the grill, dog. Burn up, wanna build a wall, but they turn up, off of the Republic. Ah, Selena woulda loved this. Selena woulda loved this. Selena woulda loved this. Selena woulda loved this. Ooh, we got to hit him with the boom.
We cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yo, yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yo, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up. Pump the speakers loud. Turning up.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Cumbia, man. That was Gavi featuring Wordsplay.
And listen, we got more good music where that came from. But listen, if you happen to love any song you hear on Eminem Live Radio, listen, I'm going to put you up on game on how you can download it to your smartphone or mobile device. Listen, if you want to go know the name of the song as well as the artist, just head on over to our Instagram and our Twitter. Well, mainly our Twitter account at MM Live Radio, because we post the name of the song as well as the artist, because we want to get you guys hooked on all this inspirational, positive music. So again, peep our Twitter account at MM Live Radio.
Listen, later on, we've got Christian comedian Matthew Hudson joining us. Man, I can't wait for this. Like we said before, it's our first comedian on the show.
I know, and y'all, I'm really excited to have him on the air. His radio debut on Eminem Live Radio is going to be big.
But he really brings something different to Christian comedy.
He really does. So I'm really excited to get a chance to hear his perspective on comedy, how he gets started, and all those types of things. It's going to be lit.
Most definitely. But listen, Mia, this conversation got a lot of people in their fields.
Listen, we got a lot of different perspectives on this question. Thank you guys so much for commenting. Now, if you still want to go ahead and comment and speak your piece, go ahead, hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and give us your response to this week's question. This is it. True or false? 1995 to 1999 kids are not considered 90s babies. Listen, y'all, I want to know what y'all are thinking, because you guys already did let us know on Instagram. And you know what? We're going to read some of our favorite IG comments that we got right here, right now.
All right, here we go. At Kingdom 24, he says 98 or later. They have little to no memory of the 90s. Plus, their whole idea of technology is different because they missed the first wave of PS1, Game Boy Color, Nokia phones, etc. Oh, that's true. At Ayana underscore, she says true. Maybe 96 through 99. Another one of our followers said false. How can you just not consider a generation they were born in?
And again, guys, the question is centered around this. True or false? 1995 to 1999 kids are not considered 90s babies.
At Joyla Music, she says true. I was born in 88. But I'm a 90s kid because I understand what was going on to truly experience the essence of what the 90s were. People born in the 90s and 2000s babies didn't. At 30 seconds left, this person says false. We are 90s babies. All in capital letters. This person had some
passion. There's passion behind
passion behind this one. Then again, the 90s born in the 90s babies born in 90 through 95 barely remembered that. So we're all in this 90s club together, forever trying to show these 2000s babies that we had the best childhood. I'm going to give one more to you right here at underscore Black Girls Are Gold. 90s include the entire decade numerically. You just can't leave out a set of numbers.
Listen, guys, we have so many comments. We're going to try to get to as many as we can. But listen, if you still want to go ahead and comment and speak your piece, let us know. What do you think? True or false? 1995 to 1999 kids are not considered 90s babies. Listen, let us know. Whatever decade you were born in, and we want your opinion. Hit us up on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio and Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, and let us know. But listen, you guys love this next segment right here. It is our 1 minute inspiration. Now, what is that? 1 minute inspiration is where we keep you uplifted and inspired all under 60 seconds. And you know what? Misa is coming at you this week with your 1 minute inspiration.
Here we go. I think it's about time to face the facts, y'all. The enemy is out to get you. He is. He works overtime to plot and employ on your life. He has even recruited soldiers on this earth to hate on you, that talk behind your back, from people that know you to even people that don't even know you, creating distractions in your mind. You may think the enemy looks like a red person with horns and has a ponytail, but don't even realize that he can look like everything you desire and be disguised as a very perfect thing, and you don't even know it. He even tries to steal, kill, and destroy, but all that God has planned for you. But the key is, he's trying. He tries and he fails. Why? Because God has his hand upon you. God is undefeated, which makes the enemy a loser. And because you are a child of God, you always win. The enemy is powerless against you. You have to even know and believe that. So whatever you may be going through right here, right now, don't worry, don't frown, don't fret, because you are victorious and can overcome anything the enemy throws at you.
That was your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl, Misa. Listen, y'all, stay woke.
Stay woke.
The enemy be creepy.
tripping. I'm telling you.
That's all we trying to let you know. So stay like woke, that. Man. Be aware.
Be aware.
You gotta watch. You gotta watch. Y'all remember Madea used to say that? You gotta watch.
You gotta watch, man.
Listen, guys, that was your 1 minute inspiration. We give them to you on the air and also on social media. So stay tuned all throughout this week on our Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter as we post our visual aspect of our 1 minute inspirations. So let's get to some more music, shall we?
Let's do it, man. Here is Tomorrow Will Come with Cass. Then, of course, we got Matthew Hudson right after that. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Back with your girls, Misa and Mia from You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio, and it's the moment that you and us have all been waiting for.
That's right, Misa. Through his hilarious comedy sketches, he's going to prove to you three words. God is funny. He's taking over social media one laugh at a time, and we're going to talk to the comedic mastermind right now. We want to welcome comedian and internet personality Matthew Hudson to the show. What's going on, Matthew?
What's up, y'all?
What's going on? We're all good over here. Listen, welcome to the show. We're so happy to have you. Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us here on Eminem Live Radio.
Well, you know, I had to. As soon as I got the call, like, I got to do this.
I know that's
I'm
right.
I'm a girl, man. I love y'all.
I know, man. It's long overdue, though. It's long
three
overdue.
Three M's on the phone right now. It's three M's on the radio right now.
It's triple M right now. Like, you already know right it's now. Lit. Like, you know, you already know what it is.
You already know. But listen, you know, it's almost impossible to get on social media and not see a funny video or sketch. You know, we live in the day and age where you don't have to just do stand-up to be a successful comedian, but you can also just post content on the internet. So with that being said, Matt, what was it that made you say, I want to make videos and post them on social media?
Well, you know, actually, I think I found out, like, that I was actually, like, funny going through college.
Yeah.
People was like, Matthew, you funny. And I was like, it's something to this. So I think around maybe a couple years ago, you know, we on social media, it's a lot of stuff, you know. It's funny, but at the same time, it's not always the best kind of funny, you know. It get a little vulgar at times. So with me, all I know is church. I grew up in the church all my life, so I know Christian. I know Christianity. So I was like, man, I think I'm just about to pursue this comedy thing and just start making videos because it runs in my family. So I just started making videos. Like, I want people to see God in comedy because God is, that's hence the name God is Funny. That, like, he is funny in his own different ways. And I want people to, you know, see that, to see that other side of God. That, you know, I want to present the gospel through comedic humor. So that's kind of how I got started.
Now, when you post your videos, Matthew, you always say, like you said, those three words, God is funny. And with those three words, I think it's true to say that that's become, you know, who you are and your brand as well. So why do you feel like it's necessary and you got to prove to your audience and emphasize that God is funny with your content?
Okay, so when you, initially when you hear God is funny, it's like, oh, you tell jokes or something like that. But it's actually like the big thing that I found out about God, like when I actually first heard the gospel, is that, you know, he loves you and it's a relationship. It's like a day-to-day relationship type of thing. And in that relationship, you just see, like, you know, God is funny. Well, maybe it was something that he saved you from. And you'd be like, dang, Lord, I thought I was about to go down, but it's funny that you did it that way. Or it's just when you read the gospels or when you read the Bible, you see, like, little funny instances of where Jesus did that or the people did this. And you look at it like, oh, that's actually funny.
Yeah.
I could take that and turn it into something real, but it's just like it flows from a relationship. Like, man, God is like, he's funny, he's humorous. There are scriptures in the Bible that actually let you know that he was laughing, he laughs and things like that. So I just wanted people to see, like, God is not this tough God. Like, he's not this God that doesn't understand, that's not humorous. I mean, he made us to laugh. Like, laugh is a gift. That's a gift. So I wanted people to see that. You know, God is, he's on our level. He understands us and he's funny. Like, he has his funny moments.
Right, and that's true. And you've even proven that God is funny. Because when I tell you, Matt, your videos have me rolling.
Rolling, man.
Appreciate it.
Where do you get your inspiration for the videos?
Because you mentioned
the scripture. You mentioned, like, you know, going through everyday life.
So it's just different events that we go through in life, or different things that we as Christians that we do. But it's like, you know how we do. Sometimes we as Christians, we do things, but the fact that we say, we don't really want to let people, like, see that side. But it's, we human and we do things, and just to, like, make light of it and know that God still loves you, period, you know, it's all good. So it's just basically, it stems from, like, scriptures in the Bible, or maybe just different events I may have gone through, or I've seen, like, instances in the churches, or maybe I made a stupid decision and it showed how much God still loves, and I bring that to life. So basically, it's just, the inspiration comes from a relationship and how funny that can be sometimes. Because it's funniness is in any type of relationship. I want people to see the funny in a relationship with God and the way he views it.
And you know what? One thing I love about, see, like, comedians in general, seeing, like, their different perspective. It's like you guys have such a different perspective of comedy and, like, hilarity on your side. So even, like, of course, like, with an everyday Christian, they see something one way being funny, but you see it totally different. And you kind of way bringing it on. Like, honestly, look, yo, listen, when you be posting your videos, man, I'd be like, yo, I had never even thought of it like that. Or you bring it to a modern sense, and it's hilarious, man. Now, guys, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. We got a special guest with us on the airwaves right now. Comedian and internet personality Matthew Hudson is hanging out with your girls, Eminem, right now. Now, Matthew, I got to ask you this. So you come from a funny family, like you said, and two of your brothers being in the comedy industry, in the entertainment industry, Emmanuel and Philip Hudson, who are also hilarious and grew from social media just like you. So what's the dynamic for you guys as brothers? Like, have you guys always been, like, jokesters from the jump?
Well, in our respective groups, we all have, like, our own respective group of friends, and everybody will always label us as, like, the crazy one or the funny one. But my younger brothers, they were actually, especially Manuel, like, he's been funny and involved in different type stuff his whole life. He's always been like this. Philip, the same way, and he's growing more into his more finding out his comedy style. And me, like, I've recently, like, maybe in a few years, really started realizing that, okay, there's something to this, and it's always We've always been known, even today, for being that funny person. So that's kind of how we all. My dad is even the same way. Like, if anybody was to meet him, we're like, okay, I know exactly where you get it from. And it's like, right now we're all really realizing, like, this is what we can do as a family. Like, I really eventually want to get us all working together, because I know if we do, like, it'll be something good. Never seen before.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I think a three-way collab, Emmanuel, Philip, and Matthew collab video, like, would be hilarious.
You cannot even limit it to that, because he has so many other brothers that are hilarious.
Listen, bring your pops in it, too, if he's funny. You know what I'm saying? I think the world would love to see that.
But I have to ask you also, Matthew. So, I mean, at the dinner table, I mean, when everyone gets together, you can finally get all of your brothers together. I know it's got to be like just a gut-busting.
Like, is there ever a serious moment?
You know, it's really not ever a serious moment, if you really think about it. But the crazy thing about that is, I have a lot of people tell me, like, man, I know I couldn't sit down with y'all at y'all house and just without cracking up. But you actually could, because it's not actually what you think it is. Like, when we're together, we're either talking about each other or we just chilling. Because, I don't know, I guess because they see that we make people laugh and do things like that, that it's like, it's funny 100% of the time everywhere we go. No, we actually a pretty chill group. I mean, we just be chilling. I mean, there are times when we crack jokes, but, I mean, my desire is for us to really, like, you know, start working together. So when we do get together, I feel like we got to be more intentional about, like, you know, let's actually do this. But it can go either way. But a lot of times we just kind of chill, but, you know, depends on, you know, how we feeling. Like, we could be joking or talking about each other, just cracking jokes.
Right.
But it's always a good time, though. I'll tell you that.
That's really good. You guys can stay close as brothers, but still crack on each other like you guys always do. Mm-hmm. But you know what, Matthew? Thinking about it, you have such a positive influence on your audience. So I want to ask you, of course, with growing up and being in the comedy realm right now, what advice would you give to aspiring comedians and social media influencers who aspire to be where you are one day?
Well, coming from a Christian standpoint, just in general, it's like one big thing for me is I rely heavily on the Holy Spirit to, you know, show me what to do or not to do, and not just put out stuff just to make people laugh. But actually, I like to do stuff that make, you know, people learn something in the mean. Like, you can laugh, but I want you to learn something. So just for me, it's just like everybody has a craft, everybody has a style, and if that's yours, like, do it. Like, just do yours. Like, regardless if nobody thinks it's funny or anything, or they might not understand it. Like, because I feel like what I'm kind of doing, like, right now is, I don't really know. I mean, I'm trying to put the gospel in a comedic way, but, you know, the way the world is, they may not understand it, but I got to keep going because I know, like, this is what God told me to do. So it's just, you know, relying heavily on the Spirit for it to guide you and let you know, this is what you need to do, especially if it's in the world of comedy. Because everybody can get redundant, but just to remain, you know, He made you unique. So do what He told you to do. And not try to be so, all right, I know this is funny, so let me go this direction. But it takes away from who you are. So it's just like being, you know, genuine.
Yeah.
Doing your comedy and no matter how long it takes, just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Because it's yours.
Yeah,
bring something
that
fresh to the scene.
I like that. And I hope everybody out there that's trying to get into the comedy industry, man, you are listening right now, because he's dropping absolute gems on you guys right here, right now. But also, Matthew, now, but we really appreciate you for hanging out with us this week on Eminem Live Radio. But before you go, give everyone who's tuned in your social media so they can follow you.
Okay, so you can follow me on Instagram, because that's where I put most of my content at. My name is Matthew Hudson, but you gotta listen carefully for the Instagram name. It's MTT. HWHUDSON. So Matthew without the vowels, and my last name is Hudson.
Man, so you know some of these people can't spell. You know some of these people can't spell out here, Matthew. Why are you making it hard for them like that?
Hey, man, I just want them to follow so they can be enriched and laugh at the same time. So I got to be careful with them.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Well, that's it, guys. Make sure you guys keep up with Matthew on a daily and follow him on all social media.
Most definitely. Matthew, we enjoyed having you on this week's show, man. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, thank you. I love you guys.
Love you too, man. Now listen, to everybody who's still tuned in, keep it locked where you got it, because we got more music coming to you right here, right now.
Right now, here's New Things by Glow. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
This. Come on and hop in the ride with this. So good you don't need no sides with this. I'm going Optimus Prime with this. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Yeah, 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 yeah. Talking new things, new waves. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God doing a new thing. Got the trap.
twin, shout it. Cause we going in, shout it. This is the day. All things are new and the old is erased. Better come on if you come in with me. Put the watch on my wrist cause ain't no time to waste. No matter what. I'm feeling so brand new, baby. Everything, everything new, baby. New life, new mind. All things behind. I'm feeling so brand new. What's that there? That's a new thing. Oh, you ain't know. Boy, you must be old. You need to come get some new. I was dead. Plot came and brought me to life. Now I'm on like number two. Been so new with this. I was so new to this. Then I got used to this. New life so much better. Ayy, tripping on a whole nother level. Ayy, all things new. He can make all things new. Yeah, he got the juice and I got the proof. Just look at the moves. You see that they knew, yeah. I'm feeling so brand new. Everything, everything new, baby. New life, new mind. All things behind. I'm feeling so brand new, baby. Everything, everything new, baby. New life, new mind. All things behind.
Brand new, been through flame. Who you knew, oh no. Address me correctly. My new trip to own me. Then go. Hey, before you say another word, stop. Take a second, take a minute. Whatever you need to comprehend the state of men. New me, whole new level of thickness. The old me was paper thin, but now I'm in the one who knew no sin. I've been made new in him, meaning the me that you knew way, way back when, and the one that exists. No longer bounds of the past, no. Through the old me and the trash, yeah. You must be looking for the old God, because you don't know me. He makes all things new. He makes all things new. He makes all things new, yeah, yeah. He makes all things new. He makes all things new. He makes all things new, yeah.
I'm feeling so brand new, baby. Everything, everything new, baby. New life, new mind. All things behind. I'm feeling so brand new, baby. Everything, everything new.
My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, and we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was New Things by Glow.
And listen, if you're just now tuning in, man, you tuned in too late. You just missed a good conversation we had with internet personality and comedian Matthew Hudson, man. You missed it. But listen, if you want to know more about Matthew and everything, all the videos he got going on, man, you do not be sleep at the wheel. You got to follow him on all social media.
Yeah, most definitely. We got to have him back on the show. Like, just weigh in on the conversation.
We got to have him back.
Great personality. Listen, you guys, we have such a great response when it comes to this conversation.
We do, man. And listen, it's all centered around this right here. True or false? 1995 to 1999 kids are not consider 90s babies. Now, we got so many comments, and we're going to read some of our favorite comments that we got on Facebook real quick.
Here we go. Amber Haynes, she says, false. I was born in 95, and I remember everything about the 90s trends, fashion, and music. We have another one, Lionel Jones III. That makes no sense. We are just late 90s babies. Sierra Marshall also says false.
And again, guys, the question for this week is true or false. 1995 to 1999 kids are not considered 90s babies.
And we got a couple more. Taylor Coleman says, LOL. Well, what are we then? Sarah Scott says, I'm definitely a 90s baby for sure. And heading on over to Twitter at Brown Eyed Soul Man, he says, ooh, it's different than 85 through 89 babies, but 95 and 99 babies.
Are definitely considered 90s babies. I think that's what he's saying.
Oh, I see.
Okay. We see what you're saying now. Listen, guys, that's all the comments we can read right now. But listen, if you still want to go ahead and speak your piece, let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. But of course, you guys know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So, Misa, true or false, 1995 to 1999 kids are not considered 90s babies?
They are not considered 90s babies. I think with me, Mia,
I kind of got to separate the generations.
Okay, now listen. Now here's my beef, because Misa is 94, so yes, she fits in the bracket of so-called, quote-unquote, being a 90s kid, and I'm 97, and I'm just being thrown out the bracket. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's just biased because, listen, we got to be fair, man. Don't just think about us. I feel like you just can't rule out an entire generation all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to segregate us, man. We got to stick together.
I see.
The 90s was a great time.
It was a great time. It was a great time. But I do kind of feel like, you know, there is like a little, you know, dip right then and there, right at the 5 and 94 mark, only because I do feel like, you know, a lot of great things happened in the 90, 94, as opposed to the 95 through the 99 kids. Because, I mean, when it comes with Mia, when you think about it, a lot of the old school R&B music, because you know I'm an old school fool at heart. I love the 90s era. You don't know a lot of the music.
No, okay, that's not fair.
I think you're more so leaning a little bit towards the 2000s direction.
So I feel like when you say something like music, okay, so think about it. You have to remember, you're saying that you're born in 94, you know what I'm saying? So you didn't come up the womb just singing Usher's 90, aren't you? Know what I'm saying? So
you don't know that.
I know you did not come out like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, but listen, look, my thing is parents back in the day, and I know a lot of my 94, 93, like all these babies can attest to this. Our family, our parents grew us up on that old school grown folks music, and we knew them.
But you know what? Now I want to ask this question, because one of our followers said this, and I thought it was really interesting. So I think what people are trying to say is that people that were born in the 80s are considered 90s babies. Okay. Because when they were like, you know, I think that's like 10, like your teen years or whatever, you're experiencing all these, like, you know, the 90s things. So for kids who are born in the 90s, we're technically 2000s kids, because, of course, we're too young to really remember. Because, I mean, that's what I'm saying. When you're saying you love 90s R&B, which I mean, and I know I'm a fan of 90s R&B too, but I mean, with you being born in 94, you didn't go to Usher release party, you didn't remember John B, you know, all those other types of artists, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. I mean, I was like one, of course, when I was born in 94 and, you know, going into 95. So, I mean, I guess I can see what they're talking about. I think it's kind of more so what you claim, because, of course, we have a lot of, you know, we're possessive. We want to make sure that we claim the 94, early 90s. That was a good era. And the 95 through 99 kids are kind of more in the latter half.
Okay, but listen, but is it fair to rule us out, though? Is it fair to rule out 95 to 99 when it's all the 90s?
That does make sense. I can see where you're coming from at that point. Only because, I mean, for someone to say that you're not a 90s kid when you were born in 1990, whatever comes after that.
Because then it gets confusing.
Yeah, it gets a little confusing. I can see where they're coming from now.
Listen, don't take away memories, man, because I still remember Furby and Zoe 101 and Rugrats and Overalls. You know what I'm saying? So don't take that away. Don't take what I got, man.
All I can say is that we're not the generation eating Tide Pods.
Whoa. Okay, wait. What generation is that?
No, I'm saying that's the 2000s generation kids.
They were eating Tide Pods?
Did you not hear about that?
No.
They're eating Tide Pods as a challenge.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I ate Play-Doh, so I guess we even.
We're going to go to commercial on that.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I put myself on blast. Okay, well, we going to go to the next song, y'all. Thank y'all for commenting on this week's question.
Oh, my goodness, Play-Doh.
If you still want to comment, go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and let us know. 1995 to 1999 kids are not considered 90s kids, true or false? Let us know.
We have to figure out what's going on. But listen, man, I have been rocking to the song for years. But I'm just more so excited that the artist has finally released her entire project. You've got to make sure you get your hands on this project.
You've got to get your hands on this project. But here's the hit single off of her debut album, Looking for Love. Here is Smile by Carmen B. Beautiful. Listen, keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's MM Live Radio.
For a while, oh, but
Listen, guys, you gotta get her debut project that just released last week. It's called Looking for Love by Carmen B. Beautiful. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
And you're back with your girls, man. Listen, be sure to follow your girls on social media. Like us on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio.
And you gotta follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio.
Yes, and we really hope you guys enjoyed today's show just as much as we did. Don't forget that you can still give us your opinions on this week's question.
That's right. Just go to our social media and answer this. True or false, 1995 to 1999 kids are not considered 90s babies.
Listen, huge shout out to comedian and internet personality Matthew Hudson for hanging out with us on this week. And be sure to check out his videos, man. They're absolutely hilarious on Instagram at Matthew Hudson, spelled M-T-T-H. W. Hudson.
Listen, guys, they're hilarious. You gotta check them out. But guys, make sure you tune into Eminem Live Radio next week, because we're gonna be turning up the heat with new music from your favorite artists with hot tracks off the rack. Listen, you don't want to miss it.
And like always, we're more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here. Same time, same place. But of course, we gotta give the credit when it's due.
You know what? Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by Kevin Buchanan and our guy Eli Smith.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because that's not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day. It'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week. It'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month. It'll become the best year of your life. Y'all, we are already in April, man. This year's gonna be absolutely amazing for you. If you believe it, then you'll receive it. Like always, we love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Whoop.
You already know. It's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah.